Hey guys, a very interesting video on the topic of cheating, infidelity, and so forth. Women fucking other men. Why is this, and what is actually taking place beneath the surface? Alright, the thing is, over the past 24 hours, I've been reading the book entitled Sperm Wars by Robert Baker, who's an evolutionary psychologist, or scientist. And the book is every guy should read this. But with the forewarning that you will literally not want to trust your girlfriend or your wife after reading this book. So, albeit you're a secure guy with yourself or your relationship, your girlfriend or whatnot, then proceed. I advise you to read it. But if you're not, please, avoid this book like the plague. Sperm Wars, avoid it if you're not a secure guy. So anyway, what I did was I jotted down a few excerpts, well, copy-pasted a few excerpts to one of my cell phone, and what I'm actually going to do is to read a few of these excerpts and give my take on it from a pickup artist perspective, from a guy who gets laid perspective. So that's what I'm actually going to do. So let's crack right into it. And it's very eye-opening. I just want to point that out right now to you guys. It's very eye-opening, and you will see a lot of stuff that's cannibalizing into your personal life and situation. Let's crack right into it. This is an excerpt from the book. A woman is more likely to have routine sex when she's infertile with her partner during the post-ovulatory phase. But the same is not true for infidelity. Now, what is this actually saying? This is Kenny's breakdown of it. What it's actually saying is, during routine sex, let's say boyfriend and girlfriend, they routinely have sex, you know, throw a random number, let's say 3 times a week. Over time, months and so forth, the woman would have gotten accustomed to the routine of sex. The guy would have gotten accustomed to it. Whether it's every Wednesday, every Tuesday, every whatever, 3 times a week, 4 times a week, every day. You know, this routine would build, would coalesce over the period of weeks and so forth. So during this routine phase of sex with the boyfriend, the girl most likely would not have been fertile. In other words, and this is presuming the boyfriend is a beta male or an omega male. He's a weak man or in the gene pool. On the evolutionary stage, this is a weak man. Her boyfriend is a weak man. He's a weak guy. She would not have been fertile during this period of having routine sex with the boyfriend. Why not? Because she does not want to breed. She does not want to have kids for this guy, her boyfriend, her husband, whom she deems weak. Whether she's conscious of this or not, it's just the case. She doesn't want to have his kids. Therefore, her body shuts down. Her fertility process shuts down. However, this is not the case when and if she does cheat. If she cheats, she most likely does that when she's at her fertile peak because she wants to breed for another guy, presumably an alpha male. Okay, so we'll get into that a bit more. Another excerpt. A woman is much more likely to have penetrative sex with a man other than her partner during her fertile phase. Moreover, she is much less likely to use or persist on a man using contraceptive on such occasions. Wow, that's powerful. So what this is actually saying in conjunction with the first point is that the woman will most likely cheat when she's most likely to become pregnant. Her body sends her that signal, so she knows when she's fertile, when she's on ovulating or not. So she would choose that time when she's more susceptible to becoming pregnant. She would choose that time out of every time to go cheat. And when she does it, if she does cheat, she won't insist that the guy wear a condom. And she would almost ensure that she's not on a pill or any contraceptive. So in essence, she is trying to get pregnant by this other guy, her lover or the guy she's just screwing on the side. she will try to get pregnant by him. This is what it's saying. All right, moving on. At that time, the only man available to her was her partner, and her body had decided, for the conscious brain is not involved here, that it was not yet a good time to give him the paternity of her first child. To achieve this, it had generated a feeling of coolness or coldness towards him for the duration of her fertile period. This month, a chance meeting with her ex-boyfriend slash the lover meant that the woman had an alternative potential father for her first child, an alternative which her body actually preferred. She had two opportunities to be unfaithful, first on Thursday, then the following Wednesday. She took one opportunity. The Thursday evening had been instigated by her ex-boyfriend, and the woman was in an infertile phase of her cycle. Her body found barely any attraction in sex with this man. Her coolness and coldness that evening had kept him at arm's length. Even though he was manifestingly hoping for sex. On the Wednesday, however, her mood was quite different. As she moved into her fertile phase on the Monday, the idea of seeing her ex-boyfriend began to appeal to her. Her motivation was to do something about it, however, it did not peak until the Wednesday. Unknown to everyone, including herself, this was the day that insemination was most likely to lead to conception. When the Wednesday evening came, her mood and body language were very different from the previous Thursday. Most of the leading suggestions still came from the men, but whereas the week before she had made it clear that she was not interested, this time she readily cooperated. In his bedroom, she cooperated further to ensure that she obtained his sperm. She accepted penetration and ejaculation with the minimum of foreplay and ignored the question of contraception completely. Later, her conscious mind would rationalize her behavior in terms of being overwhelmed by the excitement and passion of the moment. In reality, it was simply that 2 days in advance of ovulation, her body was eager to collect this other man's sperm. The reason her body wanted a second insemination, shall we see later. But once she had collected his sperm, she lost interest in staying with him. Then by far, most important thing was to get back home to her partner. Now what that excerpt was referring to was a case study which was done in the book on a couple where the wife or the girlfriend was actually cheating on her husband or boyfriend. But the time that she chose to cheat on the boyfriend was when she was most fertile, and she never insisted on the ex-boyfriend to wear a condom. So, and in addition to that, and this is key, this is very key, and I've noticed this taking place in my personal life. After the girl will have collected the semen from the guy she cheated with, she will not stay around. In other words, she's not going to want to cuddle with the guy whom she had cheated with for, let's say, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, or whatnot. She will almost always want to leave almost instantaneously. That's once she's collected his semen. Because remember, she wants to breed for this guy whom she's cheating with. Once she gets his semen inside of her, that's it. She doesn't want anything else to do with him. She doesn't want to date him. She doesn't want to have this undercover relationship. She's basically there to collect his semen and to vanish. So that is what actually is taking place here. And I've noticed this in my personal life with the woman whom had cheated with me. After they haven't gotten my cum, but after sex occurred, they wanted to leave. That's all they wanted. Whether this is consciously done or subconsciously is a different debate. All right, so let's get into another point here. Okay, subconsciously, there were probably two main reasons why her body engineered such a sudden change of mood towards her lover, or the one whom she cheated with. no matter who fathered the child, the man best suited to help her raise it was the partner, meaning her boyfriend. What this is saying is, you will have cases where a woman will go out and cheat, get inseminated by the guy whom she cheated with, meaning the guy fucking comes inside of her. She would then go back to her husband or her boyfriend. Unbeknown to him what had happened, she had cheated. But that doesn't matter to her. All she wants is the best father for her child. That's all she's worried about. And she usually deems that the guy whom she had cheated with was the best father. Who's going to raise this child? Her boyfriend. Her husband. Unbeknown to him that this is not his biological child. But it is not of the concern of the girl. She just wants the best father. The father who's the alpha male. That's all she wants. So after she gets the sperm from the supposed alpha male, she doesn't want anything to do with him, really, besides for that purpose. Because she know the alpha male will not make a good father. He's not going to raise a child, but he's not going to stick around. She just wants his genes. She wants her child to be a dominant child, who in the evolution, on the evolutionary scale, he would have a better chance of surviving. So that's all she wants. She would leave that for the beta male, for her beta male husband to raise. And I know lots of cases like this in my personal life. I have friends and I know a lot of cases like this where men are raising illegitimate children. Knowingly and unknowingly. Because the woman already know that the beta male boyfriend at home or husband at home, he would make a better father. But just that his DNA is not to her liking, because he's a weak man. Okay, so that's what's actually taking place here. Alright, so let's move on. And this is really deep right here. When she gets home, this is after cheating, when she gets home, she works hard to have sex with her partner. That happens a lot. After a girl would have cheated and she gets home, in order to cover her tracks, she would instantly want to have sex with the boyfriend or husband at home. Consciously, she would have seen this as helping to avoid detection. If she can get her partner to inseminate her, any telltale damp patch on the sheets or any smell of semen would not arouse his suspicion. What her conscious mind would not realize, though, is that having collected sperm from her ex-boyfriend, her body is now very keen also to collecting sperm from her partner. Her body had already decided that her ex-boyfriend, the alpha male, would make a better genetic father than her partner, the beta male. So, and like I said, this is basically, is key in summarizing what I just said, but, so the woman will try to cover her tracks after she would have cheated. She will try to cover her tracks by having sex with her boyfriend or husband in hopes that he ejaculates in her. So if anything, if she does get pregnant, she can always say, well, you came in me as my husband, my boyfriend. You came in me, so, you know, it has to be yours. So if it was a case where the husband or the boyfriend had not came inside of her, let's say for 3 weeks, and she's pregnant, something is wrong there. The time frame doesn't mesh. So this is why after cheating, a girl will almost always instantly want to have sex with her boyfriend or husband and get him to inseminate, to ejaculate inside of her. Okay, let's move on. This is another point, but it's still pertinent. At first, she had tried to avoid sexual contact with her partner by saying she's tired or whatnot. Her body favored the lover and wanted to give his sperm as easy a victory as possible. If the partner senses subconsciously that there was a possibility of her cheating or she had been out of her company too long, his body would produce more killers to kill any possible sperm from any other male, and it would also produce more sperm in general, to try to thwart whatever sperm from another man was there. So this is the essence of the book Sperm Wars. What it's basically saying is, let's say two guys ejaculate in a female. Let's say it's in is a cheating sort of situation. A girl, you know, gets ejaculated into by her boyfriend. Next day or the day after, she goes out and fuck another guy. He ejaculates in her. So there you have two different set of semen from two different men inside of her body. And remember, semen can live inside of a woman as up to 5 days, as long as 5 days. So there are two competing semen inside of this woman, millions of them. So this is where sperm wars come in. So what would actually happen now is, let's say the boyfriend hadn't had sex with the girl for, let's say, 3-4 days. His body subconsciously would have known or would have sensed that another man's sperm is in my girlfriend's body. The guy is not going to know this consciously, but his body knows it. So he would actually ejaculate more semen into his girlfriend without him knowing. For the guy, it's just a normal, okay, I'm just ejaculating. But little does he know, there's more killer sperm being ejaculated inside of his girlfriend in order to kill the competing sperm from the man whom I had ejaculated into his girlfriend. So that is actually what's taking place here. And it's a very deep mechanism, I'm telling you. Alright, let's move on. Okay, cool point. Once the brain begins to anticipate infidelity on the woman's part, masturbation increases, thereby producing and maintaining a young, killer-rich ejaculate in his tube, ready for action / battle. Now, what this point is saying in relation to the last one is, if a guy senses, you as a guy, if you sense that your girlfriend or your wife had cheated on you, if you just have the mere sense of it, the mere thought, whatever it might be, the mere suspicion of it, your body will have produced, you would have masturbated more, is basically what it's saying. You know, when you have the urge to masturbate, it isn't really just an urge from your brain or whatnot that you might think. It's actually a subconscious message telling you to masturbate because your wife or your girlfriend is possibly cheating. So because she's away from you for, let's say, a day or 2 days, let's say your wife or girlfriend went on a road trip or a business trip or whatnot, you will find that you will masturbate more than usual during her absence. And I mean, guys will look at this and say, okay, cool, well, I understand, because if she's not there and I feel the urge for sex, I'm going to masturbate. If I don't have anyone to cheat with, okay, fine, that's understandable. But it's not just so simple as you masturbating because your girlfriend isn't there. You're doing it because subconsciously your brain thinks that she will cheat because she's outside of your presence for 2-3 days. So you masturbate in order to get rid of the old sperm, which will actually serve no purpose but to clog up the whole process. So you masturbate to shed the old sperm in order to build new fresh ones that's more vigorous and lively. So this is what it's actually saying here. So masturbation is actually a good thing if you're trying to have kids eventually. So I guess this flies in the face of the no-fap movement. So masturbation is good, and this is what it's actually saying. You actually masturbate in order to build new sperms that can actually fight off any other guy's sperm who's in your girlfriend's body, or possibly in her body. So it's a defense mechanism. Let's see, let's move on here. Let's see which point I can get to now. The urge of Okay, cool. Another key point here, excerpt. What this woman's body had really decided was that it didn't want another child for her partner. Now, what this is getting at is, in the case of where, let's say you're trying to impregnate your girlfriend or your wife, and weeks and months go by without you actually succeeding, what is taking place here, it isn't just a case of bad timing. It's actually the woman's body had decided that your DNA is weak. Her body had decided that she doesn't want to get impregnated by your sperm because it isn't worth it. For whatever reason, the body comes to that conclusion, which is most likely because you're not a dominant man. Your DNA sucks. So it'll fight. The body would fight. And it would not, the ovaries would actually not release the eggs when your semen is in the body. I mean, this is real, this is some real fucking shit. So, if you are a beta male and you ejaculate into a female, her body consents that your sperm is weak. So it will not, the body, the ovaries will not release that egg for you to impregnate the girl, because in essence, she would be breeding a weak male or a weak female. So the body will not release this egg. So this is what it's actually saying here. So this is the case for a lot of guys who've been trying to get their girl pregnant for weeks and months and nothing has been happening. It's because the body has already rejected your sperm. It already deemed that you are too weak. It already deemed that this girl will not be impregnated by you or by your sperm. So let's continue. Her brain was then simply coerced into finding a convincing reason, such as the pill, why they should avoid contraception. So in other words, what this is saying is, if your girlfriend or your wife insists that you take contraceptive, or she does, or that you use a condom, she's more so doing that because she already knows it doesn't matter. She already knows that, you know, regardless of how it goes, you will not be the guy to impregnate her. She does not want you to be the father of her child. So she will ensure that you wear a condom or she is on contraceptive. And now, this is right now, this is in the case of cheating. Okay. However, let's say she forgot to take the pill when she slept with two other guys. But was this simply a forgetting, or did her subconscious brain and body want conception for one of these other men? Due to her partner's many shortcomings, her body decided that a third child should be fathered by someone else, someone with more robust genes. So when the opportunity presented itself for another father via cheating, her body slash mind ensured that she took advantage by forgetting to take the pill or letting the man inseminate her. So this is basically saying, as I just broke down, was that a woman would make sure that their husband or boyfriend wear a condom or that she's on some form of contraceptive while they're having sex. For the simple fact that she doesn't want to be impregnated by any of them. So, who the hell is out there on a motorcycle making all this noise? So anyway, so what she would do is, when she does or if she does cheat, she would not insist that the guy whom she's cheating with wear a condom. Nor would she be keen on taking contraceptives herself. She would actually purposely not take the pill while she's sleeping with another guy, because she wants to be impregnated by this other guy. So hopefully that makes sense. And that idiot outside on the motorcycle. Alright. And another point here, this solidifies the last point. A woman is less likely to use contraception when she has sex with somebody other than her partner. And it is not always because the circumstances surrounding the infidelity makes the use of contraception difficult. So it basically solidifies the last point I make. The girl would go out of her way to ensure that she's not on contraceptive when she's cheating with another guy. Now, this is really, it's really counterintuitive because you may say, well, if a girl is going to cheat, that's when she should ensure that she cheats on contraception. But it's actually the reverse. She wants to be impregnated by the guy whom she's cheating with. That's the purpose of her cheating in the first place. She wants to get pregnant. Not by her boyfriend or her husband, but by another guy. All right. Another key point here from the Sperm Wars book by Robert Baker. Women become more interested in infidelity when they are fertile or ovulating. When they are experiencing massive sexual excitement, her sudden loss of sexual interest after the week of her infidelity marks the end of her fertile period. By the time her partner returns home in a week or so to engage in unprotected sex, she will have already been 2 weeks pregnant for one of the other two men she had cheated with. Wow. So what this is saying is that when a woman is most fertile, when she's ovulating, when her eggs leave the ovary and is in her body, she becomes more sexually aroused and excited. She is more freaky during that period. Ironically, is during this period of heightened sexual arousal, she will be more open to cheating. Not that she'll be more open to having raunchy sex with her husband or boyfriend, presuming he's a beta male. No, she would actually entertain the idea of fucking another guy when she's most fertile, when she's most susceptible to getting pregnant for conception. So this is very key, guys. When you notice your girlfriend is really sexually excited, unusually, this is the time when she's more fertile. And she would either try to avoid you, the boyfriend, the husband. She would try to avoid having sex with you. She would start arguments. She would start a fight. She would instigate these sort of situations to give herself a logical reason for her to go cheat with another guy. Interesting, right? Okay. All right, guys. So I'm gonna leave it there. That's all the excerpt I have. But I wanna give my personal experience and take on this whole situation of women cheating, sperm wars, and the excerpts and everything else. I've mentioned this on my blog over the past few years, KennysPOAThoughts.com. I've written lots of posts on the woman I've dealt with over the years. And this is a striking point that I'm going to make here that you guys should pay keen attention to. 99% of the girls I've had sex with over the past 8 to 9 years have all had boyfriends or husbands. Should I say that again? 99% of the girls I've fucked over the past 9 years all had boyfriends or husbands. Which also goes to solidify a point that I've always made, which is that women who are single are not out there playing the field. They're not. The women who are out there playing the field are the ones with boyfriends and husbands. They are the cheaters. Single women are not out there screwing around. It's the women who should not be out there screwing around are the ones out there screwing around. Which is likely the case in my situation, which is that 95% of the girls I've slept with registered as having boyfriends or husbands. Meaning they told me they're in a relationship prior to being in, or even after, or I knew it, I seen the ring, whatever. So women who are cheating are not the so-called single ones. It's the women who have beta male boyfriends, who have weak boyfriends, white knight boyfriends. They are the ones out there cheating in hopes that they will get impregnated by an alpha male. By a dominant, don't give a fuck man. Because his genes is more strong and more dominant. So that means her offspring would have a better chance of surviving in the evolutionary chain. That's all she cares about. So if a girl who's single and truly doesn't have a boyfriend, she's not in the game. She's not in the game. She's not in the mating game. She's not in the war. She's not in the battle. Because she has nothing to compete for. She doesn't have a boyfriend or a husband. So she's not going to be playing the field. It's the woman who actually has someone at home, a husband, boyfriend, or someone they're regularly seeing. Those are the girls who are going to be out there cheating and fucking around. And I've proven this a million times already. Just over the past, let's say, 2 months, I've slept with three married women. And I've documented them on my blog. Check them out on my website, kennyspuathoughts.com. Plug again. I've documented these. I've slept with three married girls over the past 2 months. And all three without wearing a condom. No condom. Married woman, they have lots to lose, but yet they still let me, a pickup artist, fuck them without wearing a condom? Knowingly? So what are they trying to do here? What are they trying to communicate? The same thing as I've cited with all of the excerpts from the Sperm Wars book. These women are trying to get impregnated by me. They want me to come inside them. They're giving me the okay, the go ahead. Albeit not verbally, but they are giving me the okay to do it. But hey, I don't want any more kids. I already have two of my own. So I didn't ejaculate in them. But that is what actually is taking place there. These wives are cheating on their husbands with me in order to have a child or another child by a supposed alpha male, which is me. Because perhaps they're born. Alright, and another thing, for guys who think that a woman cheat for the surface, superficial reasons that are out there, it's totally bullshit. Girls are not out there cheating because they just like to fuck. They can fuck their boyfriends. Girls are not out there cheating because they've seen Brad Pitt or Brad Pitt lookalike and they want to say, okay, well, hey, at least I slept with Brad Pitt or a Brad Pitt lookalike. Those are not the reasons why a girl cheats. She cheats because she wants to get pregnant. Simple. She wants to get pregnant. But not by her boyfriend at home or her husband at home, because he is not worthy to be the father of her child or the second or third child or whatever it is. Perhaps he had children with her before, but that was during another phase. That was probably when he was more dominant, more alpha, and so forth. Now that he's gotten weak psychologically, her body rejects his sperm. Okay? So in that case, a woman will actively look to cheat in order to collect semen from a guy whom she perceives is an alpha male. And also, as I stated before, as I cited from the Sperm Wars excerpt, is that the cheating girl will not insist that the guy wear a condom. She will not insist on it. She will allow him to fuck her raw. And I've cited many cases with myself, as I said before. I don't wear condoms. I'm against the use of condoms. That's for another story, but I'm against it. So with these women whom I've slept with over the years, all of which have boyfriends or husbands, they never insisted that I wear a condom. Sure, I have cases where a girl would say, do you have a condom? Where's the condom? Okay, I'll give some bullshit reason. Cool. Well, wham bam. Thank you, ma'am. Raw dog sex. No condom. So there's no insistence there. They just simply asked as a token for token reasons, but there was never any insistence there on me using a condom. So those are the reasons a woman cheat. Well, that is the reason a woman cheat. It is one base reason, as I said, is to get pregnant. That is all. Everything a woman does in that sense is about conception. It's about breathing. And once guys begin to realize that this is the focal point or the primal reason of every woman in existence is to have kids. Once guys begin to realize this, they would understand why a woman cheat. They would understand why a woman would easily cheat and not have any repercussions or not have any remorse about cheating. Because it's all about survival for her. It should be about survival for you too as a man, but men are just so dumbed down nowadays. You know, it's a lost cause of trying to convince men of the survival that's at stake here. But women instinctively know and consciously know that it's about survival. She can't allow just any man to impregnate her or to come inside her. She can't just willy-nilly go about that. So she chooses the choice men whom she deems are dominant alpha males. Men who can dominate her. Men who would grab her, take her, and say, hey, this is what the fuck it is. Right? Men who are dominant. That is who she wants to breed for. Not a weakling, not a man who's a pushover, a doormat, not a guy that's going to make her do what she wants, say what she wants, and get away with. Her body will shut down whenever his semen enters her body. Her ovaries will not release that egg because it knows that if she breeds for this guy, it may mean a regression in evolution. It may mean a waste of time. So when her body receives semen now from a alpha male, the body will ensure that it releases an egg to be fertilized by this alpha male. This is why cheating most times result in the girl getting pregnant. That's if the guy ejaculates inside of her. And this is really key right here. Cheating lots of times result in the girl getting pregnant. Because like I said, the girl number one doesn't insist on a guy wearing a condom. The girl doesn't take contraception. If she was, she stops taking it while she's having sex with this guy on the side. So she's doing whatever she can to ensure she gets pregnant by him. It's like us, and her body works with her body is working with her for this purpose. So all she has to do is to insist that she's not on any contraception. And she has to make sure that he's not wearing a condom. And her body will do the rest. Her body will release that egg. Her ovaries will release that egg. And that is the body and the mind working together for the girl to be conceived by this other guy. But when it comes to the boyfriend or the husband at home, who's a weak man, most likely, the body is not going to work with the girl. The body is not going to work with her. Because the body knows best. Alright? The woman might not know best, but the body knows best. The body knows who would make a better suited father. And not of who would raise the kid better. Because most likely, the guy at home is the one that could raise the kid better. The stable guy, the beta male, the provider, he can raise the kid better. But that is not what's important to the body or to the girl or to her subconscious brain. What is important is to ensure that the child has dominant genes inside of him or her. That's it. So guys, cheating is a very complex thing. It's not just women are going out there haphazardly fucking screwing other guys. On the surface, it seems that way. But when you distill it down and you break it down, you see how complex it is. You see that it's actually women on mission. Women are on missions to prolong their genes. And all you have to do as the guy is to ensure that you're a dominant guy. That's all you have to do. You play a part. Ensure that you are the alpha male. You are the dominant fucking guy. Stop being a little wuss bag, a little nice guy wuss bag. Stop being that wuss bag. Stop being a white knight. Or you're going to forever be getting treated and mistreated by a woman. So once you man up and be that dominant guy, a guy who's willing to put a woman in her place, you will see how many doors open up and how many women are rushing to you trying to get a piece of your fucking dick. Trying to sleep with you. Because they realize you are that dominant man. You know, and I want to reflect on a situation that I wrote about recently. Some years ago, I'll say about 6 years ago, I had a girlfriend and we were staying together. And, you know, I mean, a lot of guys might be familiar with this if you follow my website. So anyway, me and this girlfriend of mine, about 6 years ago, we were staying together. And I wanted to have a kid at that point. I was like gung-ho about it. And she got on board eventually. She really didn't want it, but she got on board eventually. After a few months of failed attempts, you know, I came in her, I ejaculated in her like every day for a few successive months. But it yielded no results. She never got pregnant. I came to find out later on, after we broke up, because she cheated on me twice, I came to find out that she was on contraceptive while she was sleeping with me. She was on contraceptive, but she lied to me and told me she was not. What actually happened there is, as I explained earlier in the video, a woman will insist on her boyfriend using contraceptive or a condom while she takes the pill and so forth. She will ensure that this happens, presuming that the boyfriend is a weak male. During that time, 6 years ago, I was a weak man. Sure, I knew about pickup, and sure, I was doing my pickup thing, and I met her while doing pickup, but my inner game, my core, my confidence and so forth was shitty. So I was still a weak man in spite of me being a pickup artist and so forth. I was still weak. I still was dominated by a lot of beta male traits, a lot of weak traits. So the girl did not want to have my kid. She was not going to tell me that. She's not going to tell me, oh, Kenny, you know what? You're a weak man. You're a white man. You're a beta male. I can't have a kid. She's not going to say that. But the guy who she cheated with, she never insisted on him wearing a condom because she wanted to get pregnant by him, because she seen him as an alpha male. You know, so I've been through this too. So for guys who are thinking, like, oh, Kenny's talking from the top of Mount Everest or he's looking down on the masses. No, I've been there. I've been that guy who had his girlfriend cheated on him. I've been that guy who been misled and duped by his girlfriend. And, you know, I've been there, okay? But now, as the years go by, I realize what is actually taking place. I realize that women are not just cheating wantonly, and they're not just cheating haphazardly and doing so because they just want to fuck. They're actually trying to survive. They're trying to survive, okay? And this is also the reason why some women will cheat to their detriment. Some women will cheat knowing that there's a strong possibility that if they're caught or found out, they can be homeless tomorrow. The boyfriend can kick them out. Or they could be killed. Who knows? The boyfriend could be deranged or so mad that he pulls out a pistol and bang, bang, shoot her. She doesn't care. She would still take that chance to go cheat because she's fighting a war for survival here, an evolutionary war for survival. So she has to take a bullet to the head because she cheated with an alpha male. She will take that risk. If she has to risk being homeless or kicked out tomorrow, she will take that risk if it means to try to breed for a dominant guy. And my girlfriend 6 years ago proved that. Because why? She got kicked out. The day after she cheated on me, and I caught her red-handed, I literally caught her in the bed, my bed with this guy. I caught her red-handed. Caught her. I kicked her out the next day. I mean, if I was one of these guys who beat the shit out of a woman, I would have beaten her to death. You know, but hey, I kicked her out. I felt sorry for her. Once again, this is a beta male trait. Men who feel sorry for women are beta males. They are weak men. I felt sorry for her. You know, she shed tears and everything. Oh, I'm homeless. I don't have nowhere to go. I took her back in. And you know what she did the next day? She slept with the same dude again, in my same bed again, 2 days later. and got caught again the same way after I came home from work. So once again, it goes to show what I said, God. Girls will go to any length to cheat. If it means to get pregnant by a perceived alpha male. Okay? So you need to realize that. And this should be your lesson here, to man the fuck up. Quit this beta male white knight bullshit. And this also ties into the whole Julian Blanc situation. A lot of you are familiar with that, with the so-called Japanese choke video. A lot of you pansy white knight beta males are arguing over Julian being dominant with women. You better straighten the fuck up. Because while you're there complaining about Julian being dominant with women, some man is out there dominating your fucking wife and your woman. Some man out there is choking your fucking girl and inseminating her right now, coming inside of her, while you're worrying about Julian and pickup artists and what we do and why we grab women, how we're dominant with women. Some man is out there sleeping with your wife. So quit the fucking complaining and man the fuck up. And you need to learn how to dominate your girlfriend and your wife. Or another man will do it. Alright? Or you will be the one taking care of another man's child. Now, whether you're cool with that or not, it's up to you. Whether you're cool with raising another dude's child who your girlfriend cheated with, it's up to you. But Kenny, no, me, I'm not cool with that. Alright? I'm a dominant man. I don't let girls push me over. I don't let girls walk over me. I have a girlfriend, like I said. I have a girlfriend of 5 years now. We have two kids together, a girl and a boy. Her body obviously accepted my semen because I was a dominant male. So her body accepted my semen and she was able to get impregnated. She didn't have to go out there and cheat to find an alpha male. She didn't have to go out and cheat, so that's why she didn't. Because she had an alpha male at home. She had a man who would dominate her at home. Me. But you there who are complaining about what pickup artists do, how we dominate women, while you're there complaining about that, she's out there actively seeking a guy like myself or a guy like Julian Blanc. She's out there actively seeking one of us to impregnate her or just to have some sexual escapades while you're at home watching fucking football. So man up. Okay? Man the fuck up. Learn how to be a dominant alpha male in the evolutionary chain and you'll see how much woman will start to act or act towards you, how much pussy you'll get, how much more woman will become attracted to you. You'll notice a significant change. I'm telling you. Just realize that your behavioral patterns, you have to start changing them. You have to start viewing things differently. Alright? Stop viewing being dominant with women as harassment, as abuse. I'm not saying to go smack women about. All I'm just saying is to keep a dominant frame when need be. That's all. And also learn to flirt with other women. These are all reasons why a woman would, let's say, stay with you or even to have your kids and so forth. If a woman knows to herself that you're not going anywhere, you're hooked. If she knows that, you're fucked. She would go cheat on you right away, knowing that you can never leave her. Okay? So you never want your wife or your girlfriend to think that you are unreplaceable. Let's say. You know, you never want her thinking that. You want her to always think that any second now, you can leave with another woman. Any second now. That's what you want your girlfriend to be thinking. Not that you are stuck here. And you're just with her because you have to settle because you can't get another girl. If a woman knows that she has you in that position, she would cheat on your ass every fucking day. And she would get pregnant by another guy, and you will raise that guy's kid. Because you are a beta male bitch. So man up and understand why women cheat is not because they're demonic creatures. It's really a survival tactic. But if you're the guy at home who can be that dominant male, she won't have a reason to cheat. Okay?